Scene. Takeover team headquarters.
So that's where Aaron keeps the robot voices and all the Kahoot questions and basically all the stuff we may need in an episode. And up here is... Joey.
Huh? What? What's up?
What you got there, bud?
Oh, this? I brought it from home.
A large container of feather boas?
Yeah.
Go put them back. Now! Where was I? Oh, yeah. And this is where Liz and Trace do the writing.
Wow. So this is where they create the brilliant intros and limerick masterpieces?
Brilliant. Master. Yeah. Sure thing, kid. That's the place.
Oh, cool.
Okay. And this office is where Casey runs the takeovers, playing tunes, hosting Zooms.
Watching Dunes.
And raccoons.
You two done? And unlike some people, she actually edits in there from time to time.
Speaking of, where is everybody, Awesome?
Oh, there's no takeover team this week, so probably at home.
Well, you're here.
Yeah, needed a reno vacay.
So where's your office?
It's up here in the library.
Jeez, Awesome. How many locks do you need on that door?
That is a dual piston actuated cyber encrypted lock. That is a quad frequency retinal scanner. And that is a heat sensitive biometric palm reader access control.
Paranoid much?
What's that, Chad?
Oh, nothing.
So what's in there?
Imagine the complete compendium of all things Kiso. Letterkenny, Shorzy, both Don Cherry movies, and you know what else?
Monster Warriors.
Right, gang? Well, I just got notice that our fearless leader is tied up in Calgary this week. Guess I better go fire up the portal and get the team together after all. Look, I gotta go make sure the gas cans are full. You all stay here and don't touch anything. Joey?
What?
What are we not gonna do?
Touch anything.
Right. I'll be back.
Hey, guys. We should do it.
Do what?
Shh. The show.
Loose end?
Yeah, think about it. Four of them, four of us. We fire everything up. Just start recording.
You think we can pull it off? Wait. There's five of them.
Tate and Webb are really the Riley and Jonesy of the takeover team. They only count as one.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Besides, how hard can it be?
Fuck it. I'm in.
You know, it's easier to beg forgiveness than ask permission. Skoden.
Guys, Awesome is going to be back any second, and she told us not to touch anything.
Oh, come on. It'll be fun.
Okay. But I'm not sure if it's a good idea.
Okay, good. Now, look, everybody, quick. Go grab anything that we might need, and we'll all meet at the portal.
A few moments later.
Hey, Chad, I got the complete works of Tate and Webb, volumes 1 and 2.
Nice, load it up.
Chad, little help.
What the?
It's a soundboard, and it's heavy.
Oh yeah, good thinking.
What did you get?
I got this.
The big book of Kiso?
Oh, Chad. Awesome's gonna kill you.
Probably, but it's totally worth it.
Guys, I'm here. Are we ready?
Really? Feather boas?
Yeah.
Okay, everyone. Joey, get the door. Okay. Username, Chad. Password, fuck you, man. Hold on. Here we go.
Wait, where are we going?
That fresh produce stand there. That's a beauty.
What do yous listen to?
My favorite murder podcast.
Taggart and Torrance podcast.
The produce stand.
Fucking sexy.
It's Thirsty Thursday, and that means we are once again hanging out at the produce stand. Podcast covering everything in the universe. Now, I know what you're thinking. There are many other Letterkenny podcasts out there, but this one has not one, but two takeover teams. I am one of your hosts tonight, Chad, and my fellow cohorts are the president of the Mark Forward Fan Club, Cassie, one of the Blueberry crew members, Joey, and the podcast Lucky Charm, Eliza. And joining us tonight, They are an artist whose Letterkenny fan art has been retweeted by Andrew Herr and Dylan Playfair, a moderator of the Letterkenny subreddit, and one of Awesome's multifarious niblets. Please welcome Randall. Where's this button? If it plays.
Doing terrific. Oh,
there we go. Oh,
one job, Chad. One job.
It's multiple times.
Yeah, I realized that after.
Nothing. Welcome to the produce stand, Randall. How are you now?
Thank you so much for having me. Good new year.
I'm doing excellent. I am doing excellent. Since it's your first time on the produce stand, we'll ask some the standard questions. When did you discover Letterkenny?
Well, it was a bit of a curly story because, like, the series wasn't legally available to stream in Australia until late 2019, I want to say. So I vaguely remember watching one of the original shorts on YouTube sometime around 2015, but it wasn't until late 2018 when I saw a tweet from Mark Ford on my timeline, which has most likely been deleted by now, when they were on set filming season 7, and it made me go, ooh, what's this? And then what started off as watching a few YouTube clips quickly turned into the first 6 seasons. How I managed to obtain those first 6 seasons, I shall not elaborate. We do not condone piracy.
That's fair. So when did you discover this podcast?
So I used to work in retail for a store called JB Hi-Fi, which, if you don't know what it is, it's kind of like the Australian equivalent of a Best Buy. And I spent 90% of my time in the storeroom making signs and listening to podcasts while I worked. And there was a point where I ran out of episodes from the shows I downloaded, and which meant I had to look for, like, brand new ones to listen to. And lo and behold, the trailer park. What? The produce stand was on my recommended. And I've kind of been listening to it ever since. And it's amazing to see how far this series and its community has come since then. And I think what keeps me coming back is the chemistry you guys all have. And you all make me appreciate the small things of the series a whole lot more.
What about some of your art? Like, when did you start, like, drawing and, like how's it? It's pretty cool that you got retweeted by Andrew and Dylan, like, some of your cool art.
Oh, yeah. Like, I've been making art since maybe 2014, but Letterkenny is kind of a unicorn. It's the first and possibly only live action show that I've drawn fan art of, and I'm kind of, it's been super surprising to see it being noticed by the cast and crew and also, like, the community as a whole. And it was possibly, like, the only thing I drew for a few years. I'm not going to lie to you. It's a bit embarrassing. But, it's slowed down in recent years, but I still draw a Letterkenny here and there. It's mostly just, fan art for Adult Swim and stuff like that these days.
That's pretty cool. And apparently you are working on something for this, but we won't talk about that. So
NDA.
Yes. We can't talk about that yet. Not yet. All right. So now that you've gotten this far in the podcast, you might have noticed that we aren't the TBS group.
Surprise.
We're not it. So let's just get into the how are you now, I guess. So,
how are you now?
Tonight's lineup will be Cassie, Joey, Eliza, Randall, and I'll have the final word. Cassie, how are you now?
Oh, it has been a week. I feel like every time I answer how are you now, that's how I start. We basically just need merch that says it has been a week. It's been busy. There's been, like, restructuring at work. Last weekend, I got what we think might be, like, a minor concussion, and that has just made me really anxious all week. So a lot of fun. This has been what I've been looking forward to all week. And honestly, thank you so, so much for inviting me to, you know, take over the portal for a little while.
I mean, you were pretty much my first choice, so. I needed my partner in crime. So.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
I'm sorry, Eli. Joey, you did something pretty cool last night.
I did. Like a few other folks, I finally went to the Letterkenny Presents Night of Stand-Up with Mark Forward, Allie Pierce, and Jeff McHenry. And it was a phenomenal show. It was great to meet them and chat with them a little bit. Didn't get to chat kind of personally with them as much as I would have hoped, but I was able to ask some good questions. I was definitely like the most knowledgeable VIP guest there. Other people definitely were asking questions and things, but like I mentioned the podcast, I mentioned the 49 episode contract Kiso signed and stuff, and Mark made the point. He's like, okay, you know a little bit more than some others, and got into some detail. I got some cool kind of behind-the-scenes information and little tidbits and stuff about the show and some of their opinions on episodes and stuff like that that I can dive into here in a little bit once we get into our favorite episodes and such.
Please do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty good stuff. One real quick was a... Mark prompted it to Jeff, and for everybody else, Jeff McHenry plays Alexander on the show. The whole steak dinner cold open in season 10, I believe, maybe 11, was the backwards helmet, the bike falling over, mm-hmm. was like in the first take or in the practice take, was totally done on accident. He did not do it on purpose. He didn't realize the helmet was on backwards. And he couldn't get the kickstand to work, so like the bike just fell over naturally. And then like right after that, it's awesome. Right after that, Kisa like goes to him and he's like, "Dude, that was brilliant." Thanks. And like Jeff's like, "Oh no, that wasn't intentional." And so Kisa's like, "Yeah, roll with that and keep it coming."
It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Anything else exciting happen? Yeah.
Well, I got this neat little poster. Yep. It seems like everybody on the tours. Getting it in every city. Mm-hmm. This little wood carved out German Shepherd into like a tree log. Pitter patter up there. Signed by Allie Pierce and Mark Ford and Jeff McHenry.
That's pretty cool.
That came with the VIP purchase.
Nice. Nice. Nice.
But yeah, and then everyone's freaking out. They're like, yeah, we're getting the hell out of here after this. Kind of ragging everybody just as comedians do, but we were really nice weather the last week, and then last night a giant snowstorm rolled in. Sounds and we've probably gotten like 8 to 9 inches just here in my backyard.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
You can keep it.
Glad winter showed up on Pi Day, guys. Glad winter finally showed up.
Yeah. This is definitely, I think, the most snow we've gotten the whole winter. And winter's over next week.
Eliza, it's been a while since you've been on the pod. How are you?
I'm good, and you? I'm good, and you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Just going along, teaching the youth of America. They've been extra crazy lately. The hormones are hormoning real bad right now in sixth grade, so...
Gross.
That's always been that's real fun. I have a giant ass air purifier right next to my desk, so I don't have to smell them because they all smell bad. Especially after PE, because we have PE in the afternoon too, so they come back in, it's just horrible. I've been good. I have my own little place now. I have my own apartment, a little by myself. I love it. It's so cute. Except for my Wi-Fi. My Wi-Fi sucks, but it's okay.
We're going to get through.
It's doing okay right now for now. Randall, how are you now?
Yes, I'm happy.
Oh, yeah.
Good news.
So how was your week?
This week was a write-off. So I was working all week, but it was filled to the brim with useless mandatory training
getting my proficiencies back up to snuff, like my weapons, my physical tests, which I scraped by for the skin of my teeth, but I'm still, that's still a tick in the box. So very limited work has been done, but that's a next week job now. I recently moved into my new house. I'm now an adult.
Ooh, there you go.
Like, I got bills to pay, and it's not as
glamorous. That's the worst.
It's the worst when you get used to it at first.
It's not as hyped up as it's made out to be.
No, I'm only just figuring that out now. I have regrets.
Yeah, as former military myself too, I feel the pain of going through all those certifications and stuff like that. So I get it. I get it. So, and then anything else you want to add? Because
no, unfortunately.
Fair enough. Well, my week's been decent. I've been stressing about getting this all set up and ready to go all week, and so far so decent, I guess. So that's a plus. Boring work week, I guess, as usual. But I have some fun, exciting things this weekend. I'm going to a concert, seeing one of my favorite dumb bands. So that's fun. That's fun. So that's about it, yeah.
What band did you
get? St. Paddy's this weekend.
It's St. Paddy's this weekend too. Also, it's a power metal band, and they play really dumb music. So it's gonna be great. I've been listening to most of their albums like all week. It's awesome.
Oh, you gotta give me the name of the show.
they're called Glory Hammer. So really,
I've heard of them. Oh my gosh.
No, it's great band. Am I right? Finally, somebody knows the truth. Anyway.
Yeah, Sykes, I don't know if you've been on the regular channel chat much, but Al added a music one, a music channel. So just tonight, Chad and oh my gosh, Nibs.
Zach,
thank you. I'm sorry, Zach. Been chatting about kind of those bands and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that's a good plug to join the Discord server because it's a fun time there. So make sure you do that. Make sure you message Al to join the Discord server. But let's keep rolling.
Literally, if anybody's listening and they haven't joined the Discord server, like, what are you doing?
Yeah, and you
pull your finger at it.
And you're listening to a Pitter Patter episode. Jeez, what are you doing? What are you doing? All right, let's keep moving here. Oops, if it plays.
Previously on Letterkenny.
Last week, we had our third annual Ladies' Night in celebration of International Women's Day. It sounded like it was a great listen, if that's what I'm trying to say. And it sounded like they had a fun time, right, Cassie?
Yeah, it was really awesome. I friggin' love doing the Ladies' Nights, and I always feel super honored to be part of it and to kind of just have a moment to elevate the voices of some people I'd say are my role models now.
It's pretty, that it was a fun time in the after show, and that's where I decided that I was going to take over. So, and then drag these fine people with me as well. So, but let's get into this episode here.
Well, don't bore us, get to the chorus.
We're gonna be discussing our favorite Letterkenny podcast, like episodes, not podcasts. I mean, our favorite Letterkenny podcast is this podcast, but our favorite
I only listen to one too.
But our favorite Letterkenny episodes, I'll be asking my fellow co-hosts questions, and then we'll just kind of chit chat about it. And if we have to fill up an hour, we have ideas for more things. So. Stay tuned. If we have to. All right. Cassie, you're up first. Start with you. What is your favorite episode and why is it a coach-centric episode?
Oh, that's a good question. My favorite episode,
because it is the answer.
Huh?
Is it a great question? Because we know there's four coach episodes, so it's one of those ones. Four great coaches.
And I think it would surprise nobody to know that my absolute favorite episode is Valentine's Day. It's actually
Yes, guess that.
Of course. It's actually the episode that, like, I'd been casually watching Letterkenny, and that's the one where it just, like, hit. It was like, there's your gooey center, and go.
Because he'd rather just jerk off, huh?
Who's saying I'm not doing that right now?
Okay, hey, no. Hey, you do you, man.
Whoa. It is audio only.
This is audio media, okay? We can't post this shit on YouTube if you do that. Jeez.
Well, can people just trust me that I'm sitting here in a bear hoodie, like sipping an iced coffee? That's not actually happening.
We've got 9 total other witnesses.
And we don't believe you. And we don't believe you.
Ouch. But yes, Valentine's Day is 100% my favorite episode. Not just because of Coach, though he played a fantastic role in it. I just really love seeing everybody interact.
Mm-hmm. Dax and Ron are good in that one, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, right? The cute little, like, handmade cards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Squirrelly Dan's cards.
I'm a hit.
Also, I do love, like, the Wayne and Stewart, like, interaction between there, because you don't really see them, like, kind of bond at all, like, in the show. And then you get one mm-hmm. episode.
They get, like, bonding. 80% there.
Yeah.
And then Stewart doesn't tip his server. And it's just, it tanks. The relationship building. Like, oh, this is over. I tried. We're done.
Just kills it.
Like, there's so many good nuggets in that episode. But it is a sexy, sexy episode.
You have a line from it that's like, I don't know, your favorite or like you mostly say that you can just like boom quote other than I'd rather just go home and jerk off.
I mean, oh my God, I'm never going to hear the end of this. Obviously, like the chirping was really good. But when Coach goes, you know what? Let's fuck. Just the look on everybody's face in reaction to that is wonderful. And the Lyle Lovitz line, like, I just, that's such good writing. I wish I had a more, like, intellectual way to describe it, but it's just fantastic writing.
I mean, it is well-written episode, so.
Last night, Coach made a point, or sorry, Coach, Mark Ford, somebody asked favorite moments or like favorite episode or something like that. Or no, I think I asked like, who are you breaking? Who's the funnest to break? Who breaks you the most? And he mentioned Dylan Playfair is the easiest to break. Mm-hmm. And he said that the Lyle Lovett Sheryl Crow fuck child was like Dylan Playfair, like could Playfair couldn't keep it together.
It's wonderful, and there'll be times, just apropos of nothing, that conversation will be in my mind while I'm at work. I'll just be, like, uploading to portals, and then I'll think, you know, love it. And he's trying to, you know, spell it. 2 T's. Yeah, no, I love it, too. Like, just so good.
The matchmaker in that is really good, too. It's like total disbelief and disgust that all these people are wanting to drink that early in the morning and just like want to be paid up front and everything. Like she's funny in that pretty too.
And her, the way that she classifies different levels of profanity with levels of blue and keep it to a periwinkle flipping blue.
It's pretty close, like royal blue.
Yeah, it's. All around, I think it's one of the strongest episodes, bar none, from the series.
It's probably one of my favorite like holiday episode, I would say. For me, at least for me.
Sykes, what about you?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Valentine's? Sorry, Randall, Sykes. Sykes is a Twitter handle, everybody. Go follow.
Nah, both is fine. Like, I think it's actually my favorite. My favorite holiday episode next to Free Wise Men. But yeah, no, the whole Lyle Lovett, Sheryl Crow fuck child is never fails.
It's so good.
Kill me. Yeah. And when they're all walking in to the ag hole of the church, I can't remember where it was set, but
it's the church.
Yeah, I think it was the church.
The church, yeah.
Like a community room in the church.
Yeah, just everyone doing their little power poses and just like, you can see that everyone was having fun.
But that yeah, I been, love that hero. That would have been a really fun scene to shoot. Ooh. For sure. I'd be curious on that one because it is just that single location. There's so much dialogue, but we know from past interviews that they just rip through these scripts. So I'm curious how long that took to take to film and everything. If they got it done in a day or what?
Yeah,
that's a good question.
Yeah,
like I'm here mumbling over my own thoughts. I can't imagine trying to just quickly run those lines. Like, oh my god.
With that, I think it was Jeff mentioned it last night. Maybe it was Mark. No, I think it was Jeff. Jeff, Mark, they're, you know, practicing their lines, studying them. And they'll still mess them up and stuff, mm-hmm. obviously. But they're talking about Jared Kiso. He'll just do, like, everything, like, with, like, no problem. He knows everything he's doing, knows all the script, all of it. And it's just incredible. And they're just saying, like, how incredible, like, he is doing it at all and, like, how impressive it is.
Yeah, it is like, pretty wild, like, how fast they can just rip through those pages. Eliza, what do you think about Valentine's?
I really like it. It's one of my favorite holiday episodes as well. However, I think St. Perfect's Day is my number one, like, holiday episode. But I thought St. Valentine's was just... so funny, and I love that the whole like interactions between Stuart and Wayne. Those are that's like one of my favorite parts of like the whole series. They're like when they're like shooting the hockey rink in the hockey rink and all of that. So mm-hmm. yeah, I really 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 like that episode.
Yeah, they do the back and forth on like the hockey players, toughest yeah. player, dirtiest player, stuff like that.
And I mean that line about like. Him saying, "I've been a skid as long as you've called me one," is just gold.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Like,
it is.
It is. Who is your favorite character in this episode, Cassie?
Huh. We all just answer that one together.
I mean, besides Coach.
You can't limit me like that.
I mean, we know it was going to be Coach, but if it had to be 100%. Somebody else, would it be an unborn fetus? Like some
it would not. It
was like some host.
Was that Victor?
That was Victor's MVP.
Because the matchmaker was pregnant. That's yeah. right.
I don't give a shit about your unborn fetuses.
Shit about your kids.
There are like I said, it's such a standout performance for so many of the characters. I really love Riley in it. I really love Roald, like, his whole thing about the narrative and whatever gets us past this narrative is very, very funny. Mm-hmm. And Derry, when he gets his handmade card from Dan, it's just so wonderful. I guess I'm going to go with Riley, but Roald comes in a very close second, but only because you basically told me I can't choose Coach.
I mean, like, we knew it was going to be Coach, so, like, it had to be somebody else, at least this one time, not Coach.
Just this once.
Supreme number one.
Yeah, what is your favorite scene/moment in this episode?
Like I said, I really love the back and forth between Coach and Riley. I really adore the back and forth between Coach and Gale as well. It's kind of I'm probably thinking of it out of order because when I first saw the series it was out of order. Mm-hmm. But it's one of the first times we really see that, like, oh, these two are, you know, kindred spirits in a lot of ways. That's not to say, like, in a shipping way, but in a these are two people who are very similar. Same, but different.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I absolutely also love the bonding between Wayne and Stuart. It's I can't help but gush over this episode. It's just perfect in every single way. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
I don't think there's like a single flaw about the episode.
Yeah. I do love the Valentine's. Dare you say that again? Valentine's?
Yeah, because Derry can't say it.
Valentine's? No. Say it again. That's a good one. Jeff brings up in the live chat, the bloopers between Coach and Riley are the best. They are pretty great.
They are.
And then hot take from Awesome. Coach and Gil should have hooked up. I mean, honestly, like they should.
Hell yeah. Should have. Sorry, nope.
No, what? Oh, go ahead. Defend your man.
It's not a case of defending him. It's a case of, A, I have a different ship that I like much better, even though it will never happen.
Go on.
And it just, I don't know, when I see people kind of ship those two, I just think of the stronger ships that we have for Gale, like Gale and Dickens, and then Gale and Alexander. Like, there's...
That is a good point.
She doesn't need to be the person who is with every single person. You know what I mean? It would almost cheapen the friendship that they have.
Yeah, you make a good point, but you can still, like, fuck without being shipped, so...
Well, yes, I mean,
I'm just saying.
You know what? My main reasoning is me crossing my arms and going, because I said so.
That's fair. That's a good argument. So who do you ship with Coach then?
I am very much a Coach and Tannis shipper.
That's
Drunk Seven.
Oh, yeah. What was that? What season was that episode when they were like rebuilding the Irish?
That was Prostate.
I was prostate.
No, yeah. When they were rebuilding.
Oh, when they were rebuilding the Irish.
I was just looking. That's 9, I believe.
Yeah,
I want to say that.
Yeah, but that's a good episode.
And that
I would see it. That was my guess for your favorite episode, though. Actually, by the way, 9.
It was 8. Like when I was kind of reviewing.
It's actually 7. W's top,
really?
Baby.
Oh, all right.
I am so behind.
Oh.
But
let's get the Irish back together.
It's really high up there on my list of favorite episodes, and their chemistry is so good. It would not be a functional relationship. I feel like it would be two unmovable forces, but at the same time, I think it'd be a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah. That could be a spinoff later on.
And I mean, I'm going to root for the Mohawk girl.
I mean, you have to. You have to, though. I mean, who doesn't root for Tannis? She scares me, so. But who doesn't?
Benelli and Al definitely rooting for her.
Yeah, definitely. We'll move to Joey. Joey, what's your favorite episode? One of your favorite episodes.
It's tough.
I know you said you had like 3 of them.
It's tough. Yeah. Valentine's is definitely probably in the top 5. I asked you the other day, Cassie, or I guess you mentioned last week's with the ladies' night, that, you know, would you go Day Beers Day or Century Club? And I would 100% do Day Beers Day over Century Club. And that, like you mentioned, just sunshine, drinking beers, hanging out, music, dancing. Like, that sounds phenomenal. And then Ain't No Reason to Get Excited, like episode 1, season 1, it just sets the whole tone for the whole season. I'm pretty sure what has roped everybody into the series. Like almost anybody we interview is like, oh, I saw the clip on Facebook or YouTube or blah, blah, blah. It's like that intro.
I mean, that
chirping.
Yeah, that's a iconic like cold open like for any show.
And like
not just
for a pilot episode, that's a great episode.
Yeah.
But I think I got to go with Prostate. As number one, it definitely has not everybody interacting, but almost everybody's in it. The physical acting between like Coach Tyson and Wayne, when they're like just in pain and just like cringing and just like uncomfortable, is fantastic. Glenn as the nurse is one of the funniest jobs he could have, and being called Speculum.
Good old Speculum.
High school.
That's
just so good.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite like Glenn episode, honestly. That are relationships, but
it's so good.
It's probably that one is my favorite Glenn episode.
And then just a random casting of Darren Rose. He played the doctor very well.
Yeah.
And I think we'd found out that he pretty much improv like the glove misuse. Like that was just fantastic. He added that himself. And then Tannis and Shania coming in and giving everybody a lesson into nut up and not be a bunch of pussies was just great. Because like the cringing and everything, I could totally see so much of the viewership of Letterkenny people at home just like, ew, what? Because like they had no idea what a cervix was. Do I have one of those? and I believe Mark Ford mentioned it in our interview with him as well. But last night he was saying, and he mentions the blooper too of he and Jared Kiso just not keeping it together when they're sitting in those chairs in the waiting room. It just could not, like the blooper on that was just they couldn't do it.
Where they just start yelling random shit.
And he was saying like during clips with Jared, like he just has like look at his shoulder. He like can't look him in the face because he's saying as soon as he like stiffens up, little thumbs in the belt loops pockets, like does the eye squint. Mark's like I can't look at him, and it's just awesome. Seeing those behind the scenes, the bloopers and everything, or some of like my favorite parts of like any shows that come out, you know, like back in the 90s and early 2000s when movies at the end would play bloopers, like those are some of the best parts of the whole movie.
Oh, I do love that.
Yeah, so I love when the bloopers come out.
Yeah, that's probably one of my favorite episodes from that season. But Cassie, what do you think? What do you think about that episode?
It's on... I'd say it's pretty high on my list of favorite episodes, not for the reason you think. Like, have some faith in me.
That's what Coach was saying. He lost all his weight that season.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Looking pretty good.
All the gym jokes.
Oh, he's always been looking pretty good. I mean, sorry. This is not what I mean to be bringing to this conversation.
He was looking very good.
What I really like about that episode, and I feel like, you know, it was sort of maybe meant to be a parody of the kind of like after school special that we'd see a lot of, especially growing up, but it didn't feel after school specially. Cause I find with after school specials, they're very like, they try to make it a normal episode, but then hits with like some real heaviness, but they put in enough levity that it never felt that way. It was never awkward. And I think, like Joey said, like everybody interacts in such an interesting way that, you know, I just love it. I'm kind of babbling, but I really do love that episode. I really wish we could see more of Darren Rose just in general. I think he brought something really kind of interesting to that role.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Eliza?
I also really, really love this episode. I remember the first time I watched it, I was like cackling, laughing. I thought it was so funny. Like, this is definitely one of the funniest episodes in Letterkenny. And again, yeah, like just like the real topic that like it was actually educational, which like they do a lot throughout the series. But this was it was an important topic, and I also loved seeing the faces when they're getting their exams done, and I thought that was just done beautifully in the episode. I really like the episode.
What about you, Sykes? What do you think about the prostate episode?
I remember watching it for the first time in like a really shitty room, and I think my neighbors could hear me scream laughing.
That's
but
great.
No, I think it's like it's a really good episode. It's a standout for sure. And I'm not sure if they've taken it off the official Letterkenny merchandise store, but there was a t-shirt which had all of their faces.
I nearly bought that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure they did take it off. Because I don't remember seeing that any. But
another thing with the episode two, sorry, Chad, is it really showcases Katie's authority as like the sister in between her and Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, Wayne does all like, you know, the physical labor around the house, but Katie is really the one that like takes care of everything else. She's like, get your ass to the doctors, you know, figuring all this, like, get going, putting him in his place, make sure he's getting everything done. I think that's just, again, just like kind of creating a little bit more backstory and stuff to their relationship with the absence of parents and direction and any adults in town, except, I guess, a doctor.
Yeah, that's probably one episode where we get most of their backstory, I'm pretty sure. That one and Derry's birthday, like the super soft birthday, is that you get most of their like backstory in that. But that's
oh, and then when it's just the between us girls. Between us girls.
Yeah.
I love that line.
Who's your favorite character in this episode?
I think it's gotta be Glenn. Like, he's just, his physical acting is great. He, like, scurries over, like, when the speculum thing. This is my nickname in high school. He's always asking Darren Rose, the doctor, for, like, do you need a hand in there? And then when he just, like, bends over to get the file out of the cabinet, he's just so good at the theatrical acting and stuff. It's crazy. One thing last night, too, was Mark mentioned how, like, they're all of them are just like one side of the camera, and obviously Jared does both sides, but then Jacob will, you know, say like throughout filming just that episode, he's going back and forth between directing and acting, and saying he's just gotta like kind of shift directing and bring in the acting, everything, and just nails it.
Because
he directed every single episode of Letterkenny.
Honestly, it would be really funny to imagine him direct in the nurse's outfit from prostate.
Yeah, because like he's got to go back and forth. Like that's got to be tough to.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, at least it's, you know, season 9 or 10, so it's his authority as director is certainly established. But I mean, yeah, if something goes wrong or he like gets angry or whatever in his nurse's outfit, like how are you going to react to that?
How can you take this man seriously?
Put your mid away,
please. Exactly. There it is.
What's your favorite scene / moment in this episode?
I think something, I don't know if it's my favorite, but one obviously big point out is the solo close up of the four guys. Facial reactions to the finger in their bum. Like, that's not something you typically see in TV shows or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
something Billy Butchery and Jacob Tierney are so great at is just trying new things that really, really work well. They had great physical reactions by the four of them. And they're all each different, too. Like, nobody had the same thing.
Man, that is probably one of my favorite moments in that episode. We'll move on to Eliza, if you got nothing else to say about the episode.
Go for it.
What Eliza, what's your favorite episode?
Okay, so I had such trouble picking. My first reaction was like A Fuss at the Golf Course, because that's been my favorite episode like forever since like time.
Mm-hmm.
Since like the first time I was on the produce stand, like that was my favorite episode. But I like feel like I'm just like used to saying that, like that's just like what pops in my brain. So I was like, no, I recently rewatched the whole series. I have like a fresher look, so I like kind of went through all the episodes, just like reading the descriptions and wrote down a few. And I was kind of in between four. I was in between In It to Win It, Daybeer's Day, American Buck and Doe, and St. Perfect's Day. In between all of these, but I have decided Daybeer's Day is my favorite.
Daybeer's.
Yes, I rewatched it just a little bit ago. I love that it's like they're all drinking. I love it when Wayne drinks. It's so funny. Letterkenny like coming together to like and like this epic moment in like Letterkenny history when like everyone at the end of the episode and like everyone like goes to help Katie. I loved like the cold open with like Riley and Jonesy and their compression tights, and then making that sound about their underwear, their bags underwear. I thought that was so good. I loved that how Wayne was like reading the book, like turning the pages really fast, and it was bugging Rosie. And of course, him and Rosie like got official, which of course like just makes me so happy.
And then,
yeah, super cute. Just makes my heart melt. And then of course, like when they're all at Day Beers Day and the McMurray's talking about their swinging stories at the same time, that always gets me. They used to make me really uncomfortable, but I've like grown to love them a lot. And yeah, it's kind of my thoughts on Day Beers Day.
But later in like season 11, I think when they sit in the back of the truck talking about their best Donnybrooks, and they make the comment like, yeah, it's really, really cool that everybody was off work that day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like in the next episode, technically, like everybody's like, oh yeah, we were just all off of work that day. That was great. What do you think? What do you think about debut day there, Sykes?
God, I haven't watched it in forever, but I think it's a popular opinion that when they're rushing to Dirks's property, that scene is stuck in my head, like tattooed into my brain forever.
Absolutely.
It feels like a certain feeling, and I guess it's kind of like a full circle moment, I guess. I don't know. I'm bad at words.
No, it totally is. Wayne mentions, like, I think Gail mentions it. Everybody mentions it. Like, if you step out of line, dude, like, we're all coming for you.
Mm-hmm.
And they all come for him.
Yeah. What about you, Joe?
And the song choice was fantastic.
Yeah. What do you think about
on that bum rush? I love it. Like I mentioned before, it's definitely one of my top ones as well. Just, yeah, the whole chilling out in good weather, drinking beers. I forgot, like, kind of what else is in there. Because, yeah, it's Day Beers Day, so that's a point I remember. Mm-hmm. But I from the cold open, because I forgot what that was too. So thank you, Eliza, for mentioning it.
Mm-hmm.
The underwear, the compression tights, all I could think of is Matt earlier in this podcast talking about the Saks underwear that he's got.
Yes.
And his balls dropping, sitting in there nicely. So all I could ever picture is fucking Matt talking about his underwear.
Fuck you, Matt, for that.
Even lasting impression, Matt.
Yeah, thanks for that. That mental picture there, Matt. Fuck you, Cassie. What do you think about Day Beers Day?
Ooh, I'm gonna come in here with a hot take, and I'm so sorry.
Go give it.
Not my favorite.
Are you the victor tonight?
Are you okay, Victor?
No,
calm down.
I'm not smart enough to be the victor. I will say, like, this is kind of a, I don't even want to say it's a complissault, but just like, ride this vibe with me, will ya?
Generally
speaking, I'm not a big fan of Day Beers Day. I kind of see it as a filler episode. It's one of the ones you put in the corner. Like, if I had to skip an episode, it would be one of them. However, the reason I don't see it as a filler and I actually will watch it is because of when they come together in the end. Like, that honestly saves the whole episode for me.
I mean, it's probably one of the biggest moments in, like, Letterkenny.
Absolutely,
it's a pretty big moment.
And like, I will say, like, you guys like picking out different parts of it that I'd kind of forgotten were in it, kind of highlighted that, like, okay, maybe I need to go back and watch it with, like, my new glasses on with untainted eyes, because there are a lot of good things in it. But just, like, when I'm looking at the episode list, like, when I just want a quick hit of Letterkenny, Daybeer's Day is not what I would go for.
Daybeer's definitely reiterated the produce stand portal, though.
It did.
Katie this is spent true.
The entire episode driving down there, and then out of nowhere, the other 10 of them just snap happen to be there when she shows up.
At the exact same time, all drinking and being able ready to fight.
Yeah, because then there were like two or three DDs.
And crossed the border with no problems.
They took the portal. They took our other portal.
Oh, okay.
That's at headquarters. They took the portal. And the portal sobered them up a little.
So I guess what you're saying is, without Daybeer's Day, we as the produce stand Avengers, we wouldn't have our backstory. We wouldn't have our mode d'etre.
Yeah, yeah.
Avengers is a bit strong.
Yeah,
I'm claiming it, man.
All right,
Val and them are the pros, and then like the normal takeover teams, like the minor leagues, we're like senior AAA.
Whale shit all the same.
Whale shit. I think with this episode, like, the reason you can't just like watch just this episode is because you have to immediately watch American Buckando right after.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. That's fair.
Like, you have to go right into, like, Katie's rap and everything, which is, that's why, that's also on my list. I kind of wanted to say both of them together, but I was like, no, I'll just pick one, like, but American Buckando, like, you have to, like, go right into watching it, so yeah. I think that's why, yeah, like.
That's a good point. I like that.
I think that's probably my favorite, like, Letterkenny, like, what am I trying to think of, where the show just ends? Why did I just blank on the name?
Cliffhanger,
thank you. That's probably my favorite Letterkenny cliffhanger, where it just kind of just like, oh, they're going to go beat the shit out of them. And then they just, next episode, just kind of like, oh, yeah, beat the shit out of them instead of actually showing them, which was kind of cool, which was kind of nice.
And I made the connection today that her rap, she says like how they broke his arm. And like later on when we see him again, he has his arm in a cast. And that never clicked for me for some reason.
I guess I didn't listen to the vocals enough on that.
Yeah, every time I watch it, I pick up something new, and I just picked that up today. So
no, the more.
Well, I will say,
you can just rewatch, and you'll find something new every time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, y'all have given me a new appreciation for Daybeer's Day.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
That's why we did.
That's what this podcast does.
That's why we did this. Well, we'll go with the next question here. Who's your favorite character in this episode?
Oh, no, you're cutting out.
Oh, am I? Am I cutting out?
No. Oh. My favorite character is Rosie. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. You're back.
Okay. So no, my favorite character is Rosie. Just like the little scenes with her in this episode, like her and Wayne sitting outside reading, and then their conversation about pants versus pant, and just kind of how she like he was trying to say, well, you can call it pant, and she showed him you can't. And I thought, I was like, yeah, put Wayne in his place a little bit, like. and then like when Marie Fred shows up at the door, and like Rosie just like walks out in her underwear. I'm like, yeah, hell yeah, girl power, like, love it. So that's for like all her little moments throughout the episode.
Yeah, she's pretty great in this episode. What's your favorite scene / moment?
Okay, so I guess obviously like when they're running up to the house, but I also really think like the cold open was pretty funny with the compression shorts. And so I think, but actually no, my all-time favorite moment was him and Rosie outside on the bench
with the book.
with the books. And yeah, that's, I thought that part was so cute. And like, I just, it made my heart happy. So.
So that's a good one. That's a good one. You got anything else you want to say about this episode?
Episode. Ooh. I am good. Thank you.
All right. Randall, we're moving to you. What's your favorite episode?
W's Talk Baby.
Oh, there we go. There we go. We got one.
Yeah.
why is that?
Because, like, it's filled to the brim with kind of, like, the staples of what makes a great Letterkenny episode from, like, the...
Can I pause you for a real quick second? Can you speak up a little bit louder?
Oh, yeah,
please, sure. Thank you. Get up real close to that mic.
I will press the microphone.
Awesome. There you shit.
There you go. There you go. Now continue.
There we go. Okay. So, as I was saying, it has like the staples of what makes a great Letterkenny episode, and it's like everything from the gorgeously shot on ice montages and like the playfully written character dynamics that really make Letterkenny feel so lived in. And I am a sucker for linear plots that actually mean something.
So like Victor. Victor loves a story.
Like, yeah, like it starts off with like a great cold open with McMurray touting his 5.15-inch pride and joy, which by clinical definition is a 100% average size penis.
100%.
And it just kicks in, like, straight to the point. Tannis wanting to buy the Eagles and having this conversation with the Eagles coach, who we then later have more to do with in the next season. But it's very... It's... Gosh. I love it. And I think a lot of it has to do with how it incorporates everyone. Like, yeah, it's not a... There's not much of the Hicks in there, but there is a lot to do with hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to point out the music choices in the episode as well. Like, I am a diehard Death From Above fan and a Block Party fan. So hearing Ride on Frankenstein, Under Moonlight, and The Box, Stand Tall, I was just jamming through that episode. And, yeah, I love this episode a lot. Not good with words. I said again.
You are wording just fine.
You're doing good works.
That's the one with, like, the 80s style, like, montage of, like, getting the gang back together and stuff, right? We're going to need...
Yeah.
We're going to need this. We're going to need this. We're going to need people, some veterans, and right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And he goes to Marianne and Betty Ann.
Oh, that was a good moment.
Yeah, at the gym. Oh, God.
Well,
it's just such a good episode.
What do you think about this episode there, Cassie?
I mean,
coach centric.
Yeah, Randall's got it completely right. It's got some of my favorite quotes and favorite moments from the series. I specifically love, and I pointed this out in my Best of Coach episode. I'm sorry. I don't mean for everything I say to be coach related. I promise.
It just happened that way.
Yeah, it just so happens. When Coach says that they have to go back to the gym and Tannis whines, we've already been there. And Coach replies with, like, matching her energy. Well, we weren't there when we were there. Like, I don't know why, but, and I'm so sorry for anybody wearing headphones who just had to hear me hear that or say that. But I just love that. And it further cements my maybe not so popular shipping of them, because you definitely see how that relationship would work out. But that's beyond that,
it's about you.
Randall, honestly, they summed it up really, really well. Like, it's just a very strong episode. It's everything we've come to love about Letterkenny.
Really great, too. Like, Randall, you mentioned that, like, it's not very hick heavy, like, at all. But that just goes to show kind of the strength of Letterkenny and the rest of the cast that, like, you don't need the hicks. Like, this Letterkenny is for social groups, and, like, the three of the I guess this is the one of them, can carry it no problem.
This one I remember a bit of, and it is a good episode because it is like, isn't this the one where they like find out that like the other hockey guys are all playing for the Eagles now or something like that, and they're like, oh, you know what I'm saying? The
was that the end of it when they're having like the meeting in the hallway?
Yeah, or something.
And
like
the Eagles show up.
No, that's actually the start the of one? In It to Win It.
Oh, that's
yeah. Funny. So okay. At the end
Schultze and Boomtown and
yeah, all those guys. Yeah. Okay. I remember a bit of this episode. It's been a minute since I've done a rewatch, so. But yeah. Well, what do you think about this episode? Yeah, I do need to do a rewatch. What do you think about the episode there, Eliza?
I'm kind of in the same boat as you, where I need to do a rewatch. Like, I recently redid the whole series, but like my mind's kind of blinking right now. And so, but I do remember like the dynamic between Tanis and Coach, and I actually kind of see like where you ship them, Cassie. Like, I absolutely see that. Like, kind of it, like that glimpse of it, like earlier in the show when you said, oh, like that you ship them, in my head I was kind of like, I do not see that at all. But then just like hearing that little bit like sparks the memory, and I'm like, actually, yeah, like I could see it a little bit, but like I just like, I'm trying to figure out, like, I think she would be like the more like dominant one, I guess, in the relationship, but like I feel like he would also have his moments. Like, I'm trying to think of like how their dynamic would be, and it's interesting to think about. So you give me something to think about, Cassie.
Aw, yay. This makes me so happy. Honk, honk, the cruise ship is coming into the harbor.
Joey walked away before I could ask him, but it sounded like he really enjoyed this episode. Randall, who's... Oh, he's back. Joey, what do you think about this episode?
Yep, no, everything everyone's been saying really is on point. It's really good. Definitely, like, Coach is kind of, like, taking the reins and... Still maniacal. He's still definitely a little crazy. Not quite spelling bee crazy, but he's still definitely a little crazy.
Yeah, but he's up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's your favorite character in this episode there, Sykes?
Personally, it's kind of a tie, because you guys have all like hit the nail on the head when talking about like Coach and Tanis's character dynamic and their relationship, like, in this episode, because like both Forward and Horn are like on their A game. And it's kind of a shame, because it's really the one episode, maybe other than Prostate, that we actually get those two in the same room interacting with each other. And it's kind of something that's left underutilized. I would have loved to have seen that more, because I feel like there's so much you can do with it. And they're just they're just so fun. I love it. But for me, it's possibly Coach, 100%. I'm a Coach ride or die, just like Cassie. But he has so many highlights, especially like the bitter biscuits.
Oh, and biscuits.
Like, and his little his little misogynistic rant at the gym between like Marianne and Betty Ann, and you have Tanis rolling her eyes, and he's just losing it. He's just like making himself laugh. Mm-hmm. And I love when they explore his character. That I think that's why Coach is my favorite character in the episode, because we get to see a little bit more to him.
Yeah.
Than what we have previously seen as well. And I love it when he's crazy. That's where he's the most fun.
Yeah, he's good when he's unhinged. They also apparently...
And I would be here.
Go ahead, Kakazu.
Oh, go ahead, Chad.
Oh, I was going to say, they also interact quite a bit in the Okoye episode in season 11 as well. So.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Kakazu.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I'll get this out of the way so I don't keep jumping on people. I would posit that the writing is so good because basically, and like Sykes brings up a really good point with the misogynistic rant. There are people like that who exist, especially in the hockey world, honestly. Like, I don't want to be like, as a female hockey player, because like I have one season under my belt. I've seen it. I've heard it. And yeah, like Coach is a very hyperbolic version of it, to the point of parody. But that's what he's meant to be. That's how I feel like the writing staff, and it was probably honestly Kiso and Forward who wrote that. Apologies if, you know, I'm missing writers on that one. But I feel like what they're really picking at and what they're going for is to point out how ridiculous it is by taking it to the nth degree of, like, hyperbole, honestly.
Yeah, awesome. And Zach pointed out, too, this was the episode where during the montage, Coach is like, we're getting the band and... You have one shot and one opportunity, or whatever that talking singer says. Mom's spaghetti.
Vomit on your mom's spaghetti.
Yeah. What's your favorite moment / scene in this episode there?
You guys just quoted it.
There we go.
Sorry.
I mean, that is...
like.
Go ahead.
We got most of the pieces in place, but we only got one shot at this, one chance, one win, you know, vomit on your mom's spaghetti or whatever that talking singer says is my most quoted line in the series, but it's also my most favorite line in the series, especially from Cut.
Boom, there it is.
It's so good.
He's the type of person or type of character to have like have a little idea as to who Eminem is, but has most likely seen 8 Mile.
All right. You got anything else to add to this episode?
No, I think I'm pretty good, thanks.
I guess it's my turn now, and I gotta ask myself the questions. So my favorite episode is quite obvious, and it should have been a unicorn episode. It's a sleepover. it's probably my most, like, it's like a comfort episode. As I was watching it, getting ready for this, I was like getting a little anxious about doing all this. And then I watched it and I was like, oh yeah, I just want to cuddle up in a blanket and just, you know, chill out with them. It's easily one of my favorite, like, just chill moments. And you get pretty much like the main cast except for Squirrely Dan. But you know he's off with his getting a finger up his bum by his woman. So, yeah,
which group are you most akin to?
Oh, probably the skids. The skids, because we're sitting down in the basement watching Lord of the Rings and then passing out.
You're not up all night watching Hockey Night in Canada.
Yeah, I'm not a hockey guy, so I don't not gonna be there. And I mean, FUBAR
is not all going back forth.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna watch.
Who do you like?
Who do you like?
Like.
Who do you like? That's probably it's easily my favorite episode, and this is also gives me a good excuse to talk about it more since Victor kind of ruined that episode. And I appreciate that about Trace for making it fresh. So for me,
the favorite scene.
Go around to you guys. Like, what's your what do you guys think about this episode?
I love this episode so much. It's definitely in my top 5. I feel like I could kind of be with like I could fit in with like any of the groups at their sleepovers. Mm-hmm. I could be playing board games all night. I could be just like sitting there gossiping. Like I could be watching TV. I could be like, yeah, I could do all of it. So, and I have like sleepovers all the time. What?
Ripping ass.
Yep, exactly. Actually, yes, that's happened many times at sleepovers I've had. I still have sleepovers with my best friends to this day, even though we're all adults. And
They're just usually drunk. Yeah, I shouldn't go home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of. I mean, we plan it that way though.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's a super super great episode. It makes me very very happy. It's like one of my go to like. If I want to put, like watch Letterkenny, I'll go put that on.
If anything, that's like Chad said, the comfort one, and it's sleeping. But like that's a good one to like fall asleep to.
Yeah, mm-hmm, absolutely.
Yeah, and it just kind of ends.
And instead of just,
it ends like so happily that they're like all like, oh, they're all gonna go like hang out, like right, like Riley and Jonesy goes to hit up Bonnie McMurray, but then they go. Well, we're here in Gilsley, so we'll go. And then, I mean, the only sad ending is Stuart as he bikes past Bonnie, but
yeah,
right. So then you get that like the relationship that like was always there but never really happened a lot was always like Derry and Bonnie, and it, like they were you get that like a nice moment between them. And then you do get, and then at the end there, when Rosie shows up to Wayne and just takes it off and she's just wearing her bra and you're like, oh, and then it ends and you're like, oh, this is just a happy moment. This is just a happy episode, Victor. I know you don't, you're not going to listen to this, but it's a happy episode.
You can also tell they're all Canadian because like here in America, or at least here in Colorado, if you're already with somebody and everybody already fell asleep and woke back up, you're just staying there. You're not going back out to change houses that you're in.
I mean,
like in the middle of winter.
True.
No, you're not going out in that cold, especially like riding your bike.
That's a brave move. That's a brave move. Sykes,
that's fair. Yeah.
Sykes, what do you think? What do you think?
I feel like the winter seasons get a bad rep because I remember when this episode came out, like the whole season came out, but people specifically called sleepover boring, but it's just so cozy and sweet and nice. It's a shame it's gotten like, it was kind of like bagged when it first came out, but mm-hmm. I feel like I was kind of on the same boat, but I digress. I think I've grown like a lot more of a greater appreciation for it. And Wayne and Katie have the same guilty pleasure watch as I do, and that's Jackass.
Jackass is always like a good group
show
movies to watch. Like late night, just mm-hmm. falling asleep to it, laughing your ass off with each other.
Yeah, yeah. What about you, Barb? There, Cassie? I'd have just called you Barb. Why did I do that?
Oh, gosh. Here we come with the villain era again.
Oh,
jeez.
One second. Where's that button? Where is it?
This conversation's fast becoming a confrontation.
I'm not going to be as extreme as Victor was on it, though.
Hey,
see what I did there?
I did.
See what you did there.
I did.
Sort yourself out. Hey, no editorializing with the soundboard, dude.
I can do whatever I want. Give me this power.
I regret nothing.
Anyway, go ahead.
That I bet he regrets everything.
He probably does.
Joking aside, it's one of the episodes just like Day Beer's Day where more or less forget that it exists. But then again, hearing you guys talk about it, I pick out these little highlights and moments. I'm like, oh yeah, that was pretty good. Oh yeah, that was pretty good.
You say you shouldn't say nothing at all.
Chad's channeling his inner Al from last week where he didn't start using the soundboard till the end.
honestly.
He's playing me off. What the hell? Cadlinger.
I'm sorry. I'll keep going. I'll stop.
Okay. Will you, though? Will you?
Paraphrasing your
So this is what stand-up comedians feel like when they're being heckled.
Well, there were some last night, and Mark was giving them shit.
One thing, you should be efficient.
But you're not being efficient, because I would have had my session done and over with.
Keep going. Sorry.
So, off the hop, if you're like, hey, sleepover, what do you think of it? I'm like, it's boring, it's, you know, there's nothing happening, it's a filler episode. But just like when you, like, take it apart and look at all the little pieces, you're like, wait a minute, no, there's actually some really good stuff here. And I don't think an episode needs to be, it doesn't need to, like, carry the whole story along sometimes. Sometimes you want those cozy slice of life day-to-day moments because, you know, at the beginning and end of the day, that's what Letterkenny's all about.
Wish you weren't so fucking awkward, bud.
Anyway.
I love you too, Chad.
So I'll keep going, I guess. My favorite character in this episode is Derry. You know, like him just sitting there like, Wayne, who do you like? He's like, Derry, Wayne's in a relationship. You know that already.
He's like, yeah, she's a pretty good one.
Yeah, like he's already in a relationship. You know this already, Derry. Quit asking him like who he likes. But yeah, Derry's
probably.
That's
why it's so funny.
Yeah, Derry's probably my favorite in this episode. And I mean, everybody else is pretty good. Like, I mean, Gail's great with the seven farts. Like, he woke me up with a fart. It was.
He's like, I've been up since the first one.
I've been awake since the first one. How many farts was it? Seven. Is that many? It's just a great episode. And then for my favorite moment / scene, it has to be when Derry wakes up Wayne. But like honorable mention has to be like Gail waking up Rosie and Bonnie with farts. That is just excellent.
That's my all-time favorite scene in that episode because my friend has done that to us multiple times. So, like, I've literally lived that before. And so, yeah, that's my favorite for sure.
Randall, you didn't mention which group you were.
Oh, yeah.
Typically, you kind of associate with in a sleepover. And then Cassie, you're after.
Hicks, most likely.
Lounging, watching Jackass. All in one bed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And also, weren't they playing Monopoly from memory?
Yes, they were playing Monopoly at first.
Oh, yeah, they're down in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. And then they go with Puppers and, or was it Gus and Brew? I think it was Gus and Brew to go watch Jackass.
Mm-hmm. Cassie, what group are you associating with?
I'm scared. I see Chad circling the soundboard. I think, if I'm being completely honest with myself, I'd be hanging out with the girls. And even as they're trying to, like, fall asleep, I would be pulling the Derry of, like, do you like somebody? But, like, in hopes they'd ask me and, like, trying to shoehorn that into, like, every conversation. I'd be the most annoying slumber party attendee, I feel like, but
well, we definitely know you like
to talk about yourself.
Oh, and Derry didn't know who Wayne liked.
that's still hilarious. Derry's like, who do you like? But
the like, only well, my sweetie's pretty great.
I definitely think I'd be chilling with the girls, and as they're falling asleep, I'd be like, no, guys, like, let's tell ghost stories. Let's get the Ouija board. Also, who do you like? Do you think anybody likes me? Oh my gosh. And then I would be kicked out.
I think we're mistakenly undermining that Rold does it too.
Oh yeah.
Stuart.
Rold does it.
Oh, yeah.
Stuart. Yeah.
Stuart. Who do you like? Yeah. Yeah, that's.
And then they fart, and I think it transitions to Gale farting.
Yeah, I think Stuart farts is that's who wakes up like everybody. It's a Stuart yeah. fart, if I remember right. I mean, I should remember. I watched it like over a couple hours ago, so. But.
Yeah, come on, man.
I know, right?
Get yourself together.
one would think I would remember, but I apparently forgot in the past 4 hours of doing this. So I got nothing else to add. So kind of hit the rest of our other things. Let's just move to final comments. So Cassie, back to you.
Get your finger away from that soundboard, Chad. No, that's not my final thought.
All right, Joey, your final thought.
This has been a lot of fun. Thank you so much for inviting me, even if you're being a shit ass little brother right now. Here's the thing. If you don't leave that soundboard alone, we're not going to be allowed to do takeovers again. And I really hope that we do get to come back. Partially so. Exactly. Partially so that I can redeem myself from the gushing barbling I've been doing tonight. But yes. This has been a lot of fun, and Chad, you have been an awesome host. I will always trust you to put together a takeover team.
Takeoverettes, as I like to call us, even though I don't know if that's actually the name we're going to stick with, but apparently
I don't say yes. I like takeoverettes.
All right, so it is takeoverettes. Yeah. All right, Joey,
Pee-wee, whatever was good too. Yeah, thanks for putting this together, Randall. I mean, Al trusted us, but like Randall, you trusted us to come on and just wing it.
Hell yeah.
So thank you very much, and you know, thank you for adapting to the massive time zone difference. Really appreciate all your insight and everything. It was really great. I'm glad you liked all the episodes that we talked about, and sleepovers definitely should get a little bit more respect across the universe. But yeah, I think we all had good episodes, great clips, all that. But yeah, Chad, thank you very much. I'm really glad it worked out for me this week to be able to join.
Mm-hmm.
Work didn't get away, anything like that. So I'm stoked. Way to go, everybody.
All right, Eliza.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Chad. You did a great job. Yeah, this was so much fun. I've missed you guys at the produce stand. So I really want to be back a little bit more frequently because I miss you all. I had a blast tonight. I love like rewatching Letterkenny and like doing my homework for the episodes. Mm-hmm. Like I really miss doing that. I have a huge note in my phone of like the four episodes I watched before this to like try to pick which one I wanted to talk about. And so I just had a blast doing that, and I love you all. So yeah, thank you guys.
And good.
Thank you, Liz. Eliza.
Thank you so much for inviting me on, you guys. Like, everything from, like, this was just, like, an absolute blast. I was super nervous to be on, to be honest.
Oh, you did great.
But that's you guys are
so yeah, you were awesome.
Just like
not
you're
that awesome. Yeah, but, you know.
I mean, as awesome, as awesome.
I see the live stream is calling out for more Randall in our lives.
Yes.
Yeah, but no, you guys are so chill, and I absolutely loved like hanging out, talking about the series with you all, because I don't get to talk about it often, and it's really fun to like see different people's other opinions. Maybe they may have like, maybe they like an episode that I don't, but that also makes me want to go and watch it again to see what they see, and then I'll find extra value in that. And I also got a day off work.
Nice.
That's a
yeah, good but reason. Thank you so much for having me on again.
A good reason. And I'm going to thank you guys for trusting me.
If a man asks you for help, you help him.
And I appreciate it. And there that's is. What I, where the fuck is it? Load thing.
That's what I appreciate about you. Appreciate
about you. I thank you guys for joining me in this takeover, this hostile takeover. Yeah. Thank you, Al, for like actually trusting me with the podcast, because I
and the soundboard.
The soundboard. I was sure he was not gonna. He was gonna be like, no, Chad, you can't do it. You can't do it.
He might take it back after today.
Yeah, he probably will. But thank you guys for like trusting me and like doing this. Yeah, and stuff. So Austin's coming back. Let's wrap this up and put everything back where we found it, guys. I'm going to play us off with a song here called Everything You've Done Wrong by Salone.
It's an apropos title.
It works for tonight. Plus, it's already on the soundboard, and I didn't have to figure out how to load it, so... And that's all what we have for this week's episode. Next week, tune in for your regular scheduled TPS programming, I think. So we'll find out whenever Al decides what we're doing next. If you would like to support the podcast, please tell a friend and follow us on most social media outlets at The Produce Stand Pod or join the Discord server. Thank you for joining us, and now we're headed over to the after party to give Al his podcast back.